Hello, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am your host, Morteza. Please stay with us. It has happened so many times that we have felt a great deal of enthusiasm inside ourselves, and also a kind of a revolution starting from within. This certainly leads us to solitude, and it certainly leads us to turn our face towards the heaven and also the Almighty Allah, the creator of all beings in the universe. This great spiritual change from within can make us prostrate and also get down on our knees and humbly supplicate to our creator and solver of all the problems. Actually, everybody knows that he is the ultimate solution to every trouble a person might encounter in his life. For example, we might have had an unbearable trouble without a solution, or we have a dream which we would like it actually to come true, or even ask for our own likes or wants to be given to us. We might go through loneliness and feel that nobody around us is powerful enough to help us, or in some cases, others even turn away from us. This is the time or the moment that we turn to the all-knowing, all-wise, and all-powerful, the Almighty Allah, and make our request to Him in the humblest way and prostrate and also supplicate to Him and seek refuge to the One who is all power. This is called supplication, and we are highly recommended to make dua at various occasions. Of course, supplication must become a certain and constant habit of our daily lives. From another point of view, we must also call upon our Lord, the Almighty Allah. We should take our requests to Him, and we should also talk to Him through making a lot of supplications. We should only seek His pleasure through offering our needs to Him. This is the real great deed. We must pray to Him in our solitude and also enjoy His presence in our lives. We even can do so just to show Him our beliefs in Him and as our Lord and the Creator, and also prostrate to Him as He is the one who deserves to be prayed, even without asking for anything in return. So this is also very much important, and it's a higher level of supplication to Almighty Allah. We just supplicate to Him because He is our Creator, He is our Originator, and also He is the Lord of the whole universe. So this is a very significant aspect of making dua and supplications towards the Almighty Allah on the earth, and also those even non-believers and disbelievers have someone to prostrate. So these people don't know, they have gone astray and they only worship creation instead of creator. That is a big problem. So making supplication or dua has been, you know, considered as the general feature of the devotion and solitude. Even we have a tradition from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that says, the dua or supplication is the basic and fundamental section of the worship. Why we supplicate to Allah in the words of Sheikh Morteza Baku.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. It's very important that we understand the supplications that we recite, because it is through reciting that supplication that realizations come about within us. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har ja dardi dava anja ravad. Wherever there is pain, that is where you'll find the medicine to go. Har khuja faqri dava anja ravad. Wherever there is poverty, that is where the wealth will go. Har khuja mushkil javab anja ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khuja kashti. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad abaz bala va pas. Right? So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program, The Teacher. So let's get back to our topic today, and that is about supplication that Muslims offer to the Almighty Allah. As I said, the Prophet even very much emphasized on making a lot of supplications to Almighty Allah, and that is documented, and it is available in the book of Baharul Anwar, the second volume, page 300. Let me put it in another way too, that there is no more dear, than supplication to Almighty Allah. So dua is very much important, and supplication is very much important form of supplication. We should make a request and beg our Lord, the Almighty, in a humble way and in a great humility. We must seek His happiness and attract His attention to ourselves, and ask Him not to leave us all alone and never holds His bounty back from us. This is only possible through supplications and the du'as that we make on a very regular basis. This is possible to be done, through supplications and making a lot of du'as. The God's attention is the result of making supplication and du'a. It is also mentioned in the Book of Islam, Quran, Surah Al-Furqan, verse 77. Say, what would my Lord care for you if not for your supplication? For you, disbelievers have denied, so your denial is going to be adherent. So we must make supplication a certain and absolute part of our daily lives and treat it as an inseparable activities of our routine life. We must do our best in life. We should work hard and use all means and mights to get the most out of our lives and finish our own problems. And at the same time, we shouldn't forget to make our supplication to Almighty Allah and beseech Him. These two can never replace each other. For example, working hard and making, for example, halal money and asking for halal money from Almighty Allah alongside each other are valuable, and even I can call them perfect complementary. In the Quran, the holy book of Islam, supplication is valued as worship and servitude. And anyone who keeps distance from making dua, he in fact acted arrogantly before his all-knowing God. Therefore, staying away from supplication is arrogance against the Almighty Allah. If you refer to the book of Islam, Surah Al-Ghafir, verse 60, it reads out like this. Supplicate to me, I shall answer you. Indeed, those who are too haughty to worship me shall enter hell in humiliation. Supplication is the favorite form of worship before God. It is a sign of prostration and servitude to Almighty Allah. It means we are connected to Almighty Allah through supplications as the most needy person on the earth. So we must beg our Lord and make our supplication to Him. And this action is very much valuable.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it down, but nobody cares. It's an untold story.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
When the sun goes down and there's nothing left around, can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear but it's allowed. Are you listening? Cause I need forgiving. Cause I need forgiving.